We'll just see what the Holy Ghost is going to do this morning and is doing, has done. My laptop crashed and I lost all my sermon notes. Hallelujah. And you know me, I'm a note person. It's a new day, amen? Stepping out of our comfort zone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word today, Lord. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for visiting us today, Holy Spirit. Hearing us when we pray. Awesome God. Awesome, awesome God. If you have pain in your body right now, or you know someone that needs healing, I just want you to stand right where you're at. And we're just going to speak the name of Jesus. Father, by the authority of the name Jesus, the name of Jesus that's above every disease, every sickness, every report from the doctor, we believe the report of what your word says. And we stand on that authority this morning. I speak healing over your body in the name of Jesus. Whatever's causing that pain, I command it to be healed. And we curse it at the very root. In the name of Jesus. I speak right now, God, to that one that's having problems with their kidneys. And I command those kidneys to begin to function as they were designed to function in Jesus' mighty name. I pray for eyesight today. I pray for eyesight today. Stigmatism, I think it's the word that I'm hearing or trying to pronounce. I know that I'm hearing it, but trying to pronounce. I pray for your eyes today in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Just receive that healing right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Keshehi sahataye mama batasia. Oh, yati da 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 bakala te kea soho babababasia. In the name of Jesus. I just pray right now for areas of the spine. We speak for that spine to become straight right now. Yes, there it is. Ha, yes, there it is. Yes, there it is. Receive that right now in the name of Jesus. Wow. Whoever you are experiencing a popping and a cracking now. The Holy Ghost is lining your spine up. Strength is coming into your body right now. Strength is coming into your body right now. Receive that. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. And not just natural sight, but spiritual sight. It's being open to fresh revelation of the Spirit of the Lord as He speaks to you. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. 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 Wow. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Wow. Yes, Holy Ghost. Yes, Holy Ghost. Yes, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Celebrating Pentecost. Wow. Just receive that right now in Jesus' name. Refill us again today, Lord. Just receive a fresh refilling of the Holy Spirit right now. I receive. Yes, God. I speak to bones in the feet, deformities. I hear even the words worth. Receive that healing in your feet right now. The doctors have said it was just this way or that way. God says it's my way. And you're going to begin to walk without pain. There's strength coming into your feet. I know it may have been this way a long time. So was the crippled man from the mother's womb. And Peter and John said, I don't have anything to give you. But what I do have to give you is the power of God to rise up and be healed. In Jesus' name. And I speak to your feet to straighten out. And I speak strength coming into your bones. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Yes, God. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Spirit. We receive that, Lord. We receive that right now. Ha. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Breathe upon us today, Father. Breathe upon us. Breathe upon us. Breathe upon us, God. Fill us with life anew, that we may live as you did and love as you do. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Amen. You can be seated right now in the presence of God. Amen. We're just going to hit a few things about Pentecost this morning. I thank the Holy Spirit is accomplishing what he has intended to do today. So I won't be very long. Hallelujah. Wow, the presence of God is so awesome in this place right now. Just grab a hold of that. Grab a hold of him. Grab a hold of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord that's moving in this place. Wow. Wow. Yes, ears, 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 ears are being healed right now. Wow, ears are being healed. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Celebrating Pentecost, the birth of the church. We celebrate Christmas, the birth of our Savior. Celebrate. At Easter we celebrate the resurrection, but we never forget Pentecost, because that's where it all started. Amen. That is where it all started. The birth of the church. Yes. Power. Yes. And the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 1, Jesus tells the disciples, wait in Jerusalem for the promise of the Father, which he said you've heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you're going to be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. And verse 8 says, but you shall receive what? Power. That means dominion, authority. Yes. Power means dominion, authority. When Adam and Eve was in the garden, God gave them dominion, authority, and they sold it out. And when the day of Pentecost comes, that power is restored. And we now as a church have that dominion authority. We just haven't been taught to use it. And the authority that we have as believers in this earth to set things the way God wants them set. God's order. So, but you shall receive power. You shall receive power. Not if. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has what? Come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses to the uttermost parts of the world. Amen. The Holy Spirit was sent with power to the church to empower us to spread the good news of the gospel here, there, and everywhere. Amen. Wherever we go, you shall receive dominion power. And so then after Jesus told them this, the Lord says he descended back to heaven. So now they were like, they no longer were participators. They had to become participators. Because for 3.5 years they walked with Jesus. They saw the miracles. They saw the signs. They saw the wonders. They stood afar back and watched him as he taught them and learned from them. Then he died. He rose, and then he came back to them and began to teach them again for 40 days, and then he ascended to heaven. So he said, now I'm going to impart that power to you through the Holy Spirit, and that's what's going to empower you to do what I did on the earth. And he said, you're not only going to do what I do, but it's going to be in a greater measure. Not that it was going to be greater in miracles or anything, but it was going to click on a whole new area. Why? Because it wasn't just one man that was going to be spreading the gospel. It just wasn't going to be one person speaking the word. It was going to be, oh, shahateki sataya. It was going to be a whole multitude called the church. The church, the born-again believers, the saved of the Lord. So they at that point, Jesus says, I'm passing it on to you. So, you know, when you think about Christmas, you think there's nothing that we could do because the event had already happened. We just celebrate the event after it happened, which was Jesus' birth. And we celebrated Easter, the resurrection. We had no part to do with that. All we do is celebrate an event that had already taken place, which was the resurrection of Jesus. But when you think about Pentecost, Jesus told them what was going to happen, and then he just took off. Wow. And he said, I'm not going to leave you alone, though. I'm going to leave you a comforter. It's called the Holy Spirit. And he's going to come to live inside of you, and it's going to come with power. Amen. So that you can be my witnesses and to the uttermost parts of the world. And over in chapter 2, verse 1, start with verse 1. When the day of Pentecost had fully come. And said, well, you got to understand that Pentecost people... And I'm not a teacher like Pastor and Martha is to get into really the down deep meat stuff of the word and bring it out to you. But Pentecost, everybody came to Jerusalem at the Feast of Pentecost in order to give thanksgiving to God for the harvest that they had had. So Jerusalem was full of people from all different nations and tribes and everything. You know, God's a God of perfect timing. He knows exactly when to make it suddenly happen. Woo! So people, the city was filled with people. So Jesus says, you go over there and you wait. You wait. And something's going to happen. You're going to be baptized with the Holy Ghost and the fire. And he knows exactly when to do what he needs to do in our lives. Amen? So in chapter 2, it says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord. Unity is important in order to see the hand of God move. Unity is important in the church. Unity, one accord, harmonizing together with one accord in one place. And the word says, and suddenly, there's that word suddenly again. Are you ready for it suddenly to take place in your life? Then you've got to have the power of showing up. There's power of just showing up. Have you ever just not wanted to come to church, but you came anyway, and that was the greatest blessing that you'd had in the presence of God in a long time? You didn't want to come. You was aggravated because you had to come. You didn't want to talk to nobody. I know none of y'all have been that way. But you knew you was going to show up because that's what you needed to do. And once you got here, you were changed. The power of a suddenly. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And some scripture says it was a violent wind. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. The whole house. Then there appeared to them divided tongues of fire and set up on each one of them. So the wind started, the fire came, and then it divided itself out on each one of them. It came in unity, and then it dispersed individually. Which means it wasn't going to be done, the ministry wasn't going to be done by one man, Jesus Christ, because he already paid the price for us to do it. Amen. But the tongue, the fire set up on each of them. And of course, we know it wasn't an actual wind, but it was the wind of the Holy Spirit that shook the place. And the tongues of fire wasn't actually a fire, but it was the glory of God that people seen. You want to see salvation to people?
You start believing for miracles. You start believing for signs, miracles, and wonders. That's what drew people to Mary Woodworth Edwards back in the 1800s. Because she would stand up and she would prophesy. People would be healed and delivered. And people would drive for miles and come. I don't know if they had cars back then or not. But they got there, however, they got there because they heard that there was something happening. And people, as you have heard, people will drive for miles just to see a fire. And it doesn't take but one spark of fire to set a forest on fire. Amen. Flip something out the window. You know, you've heard of forest fire starting just because of a little cigarette. And it burns the whole forest down. Let's burn the whole world down with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And it says the fire set upon each one of them. And what happened? And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And then what began to happen? They began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. You know, people have divine appointments with God. So all of these people there was there for the Feast of the Pentecost and from everywhere. They heard all these people speaking their language. And they was like, what is going on? God was saying, listen, they began to speak the word. It says, wondrous, marvelous works of God. The wondrous work, which means favorable. It means so many different words. That was in my other notes. They began in their, everyone, those disciples there began to speak in the people's languages that had gathered there. And they were able to hear the wondrous works of God through the tongues that they were speaking. And I've got news, it's not passed away. May God baptize us with a fresh prayer tongue. That we may begin to pray in the Spirit until we see the Spirit fall. Amen. And when they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit filled them with other tongues, and the Spirit gave them utterance. And the people began to say, when this sound occurred, the multitude came together. They didn't know what was going on because everyone heard them speak their own language. God has a way of getting His word out there. We're just called to show up, be obedient, trust God, and speak what He has to say. Amen. And then it goes, you know, I was thinking about Simon. You know, he got on fire for God. He went and turned the whole city upside down. The disciples were so on fire for God when they got baptized in the Holy Ghost. People was trying to buy the power from them. And they said, this isn't for sale, but what I have, I give it to you, and you can do it too. Amen. So I said, where did these men come from? They've come and they've turned this whole city upside down. What was it? It was the power of the Holy Ghost. It was the baptism in the Holy Ghost. And we are the continuation of the book of Acts, church. It has not died. Tongues have not died. Healings have not died. Miracles have not died. Amen. So the promise that Jesus told His followers to go and wait, and they were obedient to do that. And we are empowered by the Holy Spirit, by that same Holy Spirit, by that same Holy Spirit. It happened once, but there are many refillings. There are many refillings as we go through life, because if you know, living life has a way of dragging you down. You know, so we need those constant refillings of the precious Holy Spirit in our lives to remind us of why we are here. And we want to never forget the possibility of a suddenly from God in our lives. Suddenly, it says the wind came and it got people's attention. And that's what I was talking about a while ago. When we begin to see the actual manifestation of God in our midst and people are being healed, that's an attention getter for the glory of God, that others may see that it's not by our works, by our obedience, doing what God has asked us to do. Amen. So let's go on. So they began to saw the flames, and it broke up and set up each one of them. And Philip got on fire for God, as I said a while ago, and went to Samaria and got the whole city on fire. So fire spreads, and it spreads quickly. And like I said, people drive for miles just to see what's on fire. Let's get nosy. Let's get nosy. Let's find out what God wants. Let's find out, based on the authority of His word, what He wants us individually to do. Let's get nosy about the word. Let's get nosy about what God has called us to do. And set ourselves on fire, then set everybody else on fire that's around us. That's what we've been empowered to do. Hallelujah. And then the third sign, as we've already covered, was the speaking in tongues. And you know, in the Old Testament, the Spirit of God came upon leaders to enable them to fulfill an office. Elisha received a double portion of the Spirit of Elijah. Aaron was anointed by the Spirit for his priestly duty. David was anointed by the Spirit as king. In the past, people have received the Spirit, but now we are all receiving it. And that back then, that was just the Spirit of God coming upon them. It didn't come to live within them. And look what all they did. Look at all what they did. So Peter brings out in his sermon and says and begins to quote Joel. He says, in the last days, God says, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. Upon all flesh, your sons and your daughters will prophesy. We are living in that day. May we have a Joel experience again. Let's have a Joel revival. So God promises that in these last days to pour out his Spirit. Gross darkness covers the land, yes. But he said, my glory is going to be seen upon you. Amen. And people are going to be attracted to that glory. Acts 10, the promise is for you, 239 Acts. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off to whom the Lord our God will call. The promise of the Holy Spirit baptism is not just for that generation, but it's for our children, our children's children, and generations to come until the Lord says, come on home, it's over. We've been empowered, church, with the anointing, with the Holy Spirit, to be witnesses, to be witnesses. And so tongues are symbolic. Tongues of fire are symbolic of the passionate, zealous witness that God's people are to give to the world. And I noticed in something I was reading this morning that the two signs of wind and fire are not repeated again in Acts. But the prophetic sign of tongues is repeated over and over again. Why do you think the enemy fights tongues so hard and says, oh, you're just one of those tongue talkers? You said, yes, I am, and I do it every opportunity I can get. Why do you think the enemy fights it so much and calls people Pentecostals? We are Pentecostals. Because something happened on the day of Pentecost and the church no longer became a spectator but a participator, as I said a while ago. Amen. So you need a fresh fire. We all need a fresh baptism of the Holy Ghost. Let the fire fall, God. Go ahead and lift your hands and say, let the fire fall on me, God. He's not hard hearing, but you can say it out loud. Amen. So Luke shows us in his writings that tongues is an ongoing sign of being filled with the Spirit. And as we said a while ago, the 120 spoke in tongues. And those listening that were there before the Feast of the Pentecost heard them speak in their own native language. What was God doing? He was giving them a sign. There was an attention getter. And so they heard what the disciples were speaking. Wow. They were actually worshiping God for his mighty works. And the tongues that the Holy Spirit gave them on this occasion, as I said, matched the native language of the people that were there, that had came into the city for the Feast of Pentecost. And Peter identifies tongues as a prophetic utterance. And he began, as I said, began to speak from the book of Joel. Wow. You shall receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. And there's always going to be people resistant. There's always going to be people resistant to the gospel. There's always going to be people resistant to the Holy Spirit and to the fire of God. But it doesn't make it truth. It doesn't make it real. Because those that are speaking the loudest, like I said before many times, those that are speaking the loudest are not always speaking the truth. I think those that are speaking the loudest are just trying to hide from the voice of their Creator that speaks to them. And if I talk loud enough, long enough, and fast enough, then I can get things done. Sometimes I think that's why they're doing that, and they're screaming. And others were resistant. There were people that ridiculed what they saw. Some of them made fun of them. Some of them says, you've had too much wine to drink. The Greek indicates they were mocking with gestures as well. Wow. God uses uneducated people, people of less esteem in society, to do a work for him. And when people look at them, surely you're not talking about them. Those are the ones that's going to go and turn the world upside down with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Those are exactly the ones that God are calling. Amen, that God are calling. So my question, are you open to you today? Are you open to what God wants to do next in your life? Are you willing, when you say, let the fire fall, or you said, okay, I'm willing. I'm willing to do and to go and to be and let my glory shine and do what you've asked me to do. The church was birthed that day with power on the day of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit that came in on that first Pentecost is the same Holy Spirit that is active in the church today, that is active in our lives today. This is a day that God was equipping his church with the power of his Spirit so that he would be glorified among the nations. And the Holy Spirit is given to us, not only so that we may know and experience God's power and love in our lives, but also to work in and through us to change both ourselves and the world around us. And I remember the lines, I was reading from my article in the handout this morning, I remember the lines of a couple of hymns. Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew that I may live as you did. Live and do what you would do. Spirit of the living God, fall on me, fresh on me. Spirit of the living God, melt me, mold me, fill me, use me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Reminds me of the song, Lord, let me be a living sanctuary for you. Well, so I ask today, let's stand to our feet. I ask today, again, for the Holy Spirit to fall on us, to refill us, that there would be no room for self and that the glory of God would fill our land. We are the presence of Jesus in this world, church. When the world looks at us, do they see Jesus? Or are we out there acting like they act and doing as they do? He's called us to a much higher standard according to his word. And the authority, as Sister Martha was talking about, the authority of his word, which is truth. Father, I just ask that you fill each one of us right now again. Refill us, Lord, till we're overflowing, till there's no room for self and our wants and what we think we may need, but we would lay all of that aside and say, I am here, Lord, on this earth to promote your word, to share the good news, and tell somebody else about your love and your mercy and your grace. That you so willingly showed to me. Thank you for those that have heard this word today here and those that are listening now or later. I just speak the peace of God over you and your household. That the favor of God, the loving kindness of God is running to overtake you. Wow. And you are blessed to be a blessing. And I speak over you and your household that the best is yet to come. Those things that you have been believing God for, this is the season of suddenlies. I speak that right now and declare that over you and your household. This is the season of suddenlies. It's one way now, and then the next thing you know, it's going to be the right way. Whenever things seem to be falling apart, we run to you, God. We run to you. We hide in the pavilion of your wings, and there we are protected. There we find our place of safety. Help us never forget Pentecost, the day the church was birthed. That we've been empowered with that power from on high to speak forth the wondrous works of God, to share the good news that Jesus lives and he loves everybody. And he has created us all in his image. Breathe on us, Holy Spirit. Breathe on us, Holy Spirit. And everybody said amen and amen.